Right. So, John the Baptist in Matthew 3:7 says, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, 'O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say to you that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham.'" All right, let's look at what this means. And when they said, now they're talking about DNA, their genetic structure. Oh, we're from Father Abraham, and God made this covenant with Father Abraham. Well, what was the covenant? Well, this is the interesting part, I think, that he would point this out, that the Levitical priesthood says that it comes through Abraham, and Abraham was promised the land for his generations, and he never received it. So in Genesis 15, he was talking about who the heirs are. God was speaking to Abraham, who are the heirs? So this is, and he made a covenant with Abraham. And so verse 1 says, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, said, 'Fear not, Abram. I am your shield, and your reward shall be very great.' But Abraham said, 'O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus.' And Abraham said, 'Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir.' And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, 'This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir.' And he brought him outside and said, 'Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them.' Then he said, 'So shall offspring be.' And he believed the Lord, and it counted to him righteousness." So this is about the heir to Abraham's, the inheritance. This is about the inheritance. Who gets the inheritance? And what was the heir? And this is the root issue of what John the Baptist was dealing with. You don't say in your heart that, well, Abraham is our father and we're heir. And what were they heir to? And he said to him, "I'm the Lord God who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess." But he said, "O Lord, how to know that I shall possess?" And he said to him, "Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And he brought him all these and cut them in half and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. Excuse me. So that had to be an offering. He had to cut a blood covenant in his flesh. Okay? And as the sun was going down, a deep, deep sleep fell on Abraham. And behold, dreadful and great darkness fell on him. That's fear of God. Then the Lord said to him, to Abraham, "Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they served, and afterwards they shall come out with great possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. And they shall come back here," that's in Israel, "in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete." So God is giving Abraham the timetable and the judgment on the nations around them to bring the nation out. So when the Pharisees and Sadducees, John the Baptist says, don't say within your heart that, oh, Abraham is our father. That doesn't qualify you to inherit the promises. Who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Just because you have genetic DNA that ties back to Abraham. See, the covenant for Abraham was greater than just, but this is the inheritance. This is the covenant of the inheritance. They say, well, Well, Abraham's our father, and God has to fulfill the covenant. No, you can disqualify yourself. And he says, John the Baptist says, God is able of these stones. For I say to you, God, that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. All right, I'm going to just look a little bit more. When the sun had gone down, it was dark. Behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these places. It actually says a smoking furnace, which later implies that it's the furnace of slavery of Egypt, and a flaming torch. The fire of God would lead them out. The fire of the Spirit that led them out of Egypt. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, here's the covenant. Now, they say, okay, I'm going to give you an inheritance, God says. This is what the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Levitical priesthood that John the Baptist nailed in their hearts, were going to say. Oh, to your offspring, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadamites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. So here it is, the word of God, just through John the Baptist, went right to the heart of the matter. You think you have an unconditional covenant, and God can raise up children, stones, he can raise up whoever he wants. You can be disqualified because there's no fruit of repentance. The fruit of repentance. Let me suggest that this is the kind of prayers that come out in the apostate church now. Apostate. You were once in the faith, but you moved away from it. You have to, you know, stay in the faith. You have to lay hold and examine yourself and judge yourself and see if you are in the faith. This is an ongoing process, discipline. Now look at verse 10. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So John the Baptist is addressing that they have bad fruit. They're going to be burned up in destruction. This is part of the furnace. The furnace of affliction. This is part of the purging and cast into the fire. Indeed, and here it is. I baptize you with water to repentance. Okay, look at your sins. Look at the law. You don't measure up. You got bad fruit. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. This is preparing the way. This is the preparatory road to receiving Jesus Christ. You must look at your sin. The law is the disciplinarian, the rule, the guide to look at your sin. Because the conscience of men is becoming so reprobate, so seared, they call good evil and evil good now. They don't understand that it's a sin to be in a homosexual relationship. That's just one example. It's a sin to have innocent blood, to murder children while still in the womb. Indeed, I baptize you with water to repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I. So this is the one. Now he's prophesying of the one coming after him that John the Baptist is preparing the way for. He's mightier than I. I'm not worthy to bear. Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. Okay. And here is the work of Jesus. Here is the baptism. There's many baptisms. Water baptisms. Fire baptisms.